called the Miracle Song.
Blog Talk Radio.
But you know what? Holy Spirit said it to me today. It's going to get.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit
he knows
power.
That's what he said.
I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let
no,
up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by faith. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Glad to have you with us tonight. Wherever you might be calling from, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus, may his blessing be upon you. And here we go. Live to Facebook. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, wow. Got a notification immediately.
Really? I still haven't gotten one. Toss it across the desk, would you?
Well, I haven't sent you one.
Well, thank you very much.
Moonchild Ash is here.
Wow, first one in line.
All right, now I don't know if you realize this. The first person in gets to sing once I'm marching in. So, are you ready? You got to tune up them pipes. La, 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 la. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know. I'll be in that number. You're supposed to be singing, Ashley. When the saints come marching in.
Well, you know what?
Woo! When the saints.
You sing that song way too low, so I'm sure Ashley.
It's up high now. Come marching saints come marching in. Hey, Gwen Sweeney's with us.
Hello, Miss Gwen. So happy to see you here.
God bless you.
God bless.
Gwen sings When the Saints Come Marching In really good.
Sing, Gwen.
Wait. She comes from the era where we used to play our comb. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. It never made much noise, though. You always thought it was going to sound like a harp, but it just didn't.
I'm not sure who the goober was sitting on the front porch at Grandma's house that said, I am so bored, I'm grabbing my comb and a piece of paper.
And a piece of paper?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. Don't even remember how you do it.
Huh. I didn't know there was anything besides the comb.
Or, now I was good at playing the spoons. Brother Dave, how you doing, man? I can make the spoons talk now. I knew how to do that. I was trained by a man named Rick King, who was straight out of Hoosier land. The man knew how to play the spoons.
Okay, so I'm going to go get something to play them. See when the saints come marching in.
I have now turned her loose in the wrong direction. Everybody pray for me.
Here you go. Okay, Ash, start singing. She's going to play spoons for you.
Yeah, you got to kind of tie it. You got to tape them together in order to get it to work right.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's been a while since I did this.
I was going to say, none of the spoons players I ever saw have their tape together. Oh, there you go. The little horse trot going there. Wow, this is dope. Woo! We don't have to name that tune, though, right?
Some of my Eastern Kentucky charm or something. You should consider singing lessons. It could be another Gomer Pyle. Well, thank God for people who sing beautifully and their pipes, or they call them golden pipes. Thank God there's people who have golden pipes. God bless them.
Okay.
Oh, how was everybody's Thursday? We had a good Thursday.
Yeah, I just talked to my dad, and he said it was cold and rainy there in West Branch.
Well, if it rains there in Michigan and you don't want it, it's because you didn't use your faith to send it back to North Dakota where we needed it.
Well, he said they needed it there. He said it's dry.
How's things in West Virginia, Ashley? We've been praying for you, asking God to move mightily. Dave has rusty pipes.
Rusty pipes on the new car. I'm still trying to work that stuff.
Don't worry. It lost in the lag, but it makes for great conversation. He did what? Dave bought a rusty car, really?
I don't know, Dave. He said he just bought two new cars. So I thought maybe he found some rusty pipes on them or something.
Hey, Dave, I have a very interesting mechanical question. Not like anybody ever does that after hours on with you, but how long do the catalytic converters last on a Chrysler 200? watching 179,236 miles and 7 tenths. But you can sing.
We'll call in and sing to us.
It's all right. It's all in the fun of being together as some folks. And I just sent.
But can you play spoon? He probably did.
I think he did give you a voice to sing his word. Yes, that's a good statement.
Wow, I love that.
Now, I always want to make this statement. Everybody learn from me right now. Be quick to apologize anytime you're out of order. With no mechanical issues, engine issues forever. Well, I like the sounds of that.
Hallelujah.
And as long as there's no catalytic converter thieves in the neighborhood, right? Now, I need to help everybody learn how to apologize and do it quickly, all right?
Okay.
Because when you're out of order and you know it, then you should fix it, all right? So I just sent a link to a friend of mine in church. I sure hope his phone didn't beep in the middle of the whole.
Oh, no. Well, send him a text apology real quick.
So I'm just being humble and saying, everybody learn from me. Don't do that, all right?
It's your fiance's birthday. What is his name, Ash? I don't remember.
I think she's talking about her finances. It's my finances' birthday. Come now. Happy birthday to finances. Happy birthday to finances. Be birthed in my life right now. But the majority of engines burn oil and antifreeze. That cuts the life in half.
Woo!
Happy birthday, dear finances. Please be birthed into my life, even if you're a C-section.
But the majority of...
All right, then. The majority of engines burn oil and antifreeze. Keep the antifreeze out of the oil. Of all the things we've ever learned on COF, we are now learning about oil and antifreeze taken out of catalytic converter. Oh, my Lord, are we having a lesson tonight?
Yeah.
Now,
Dave will need to call in and teach because obviously we know nothing about this. I'm ready for you too.
I don't know if it's ready for us yet, though. Wow, that's interesting. Well, yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, I'm not a mechanic to fix your car, but what he just said makes sense. The majority of engines burn oil and antifreeze. It's not a good thing to burn antifreeze. Do we have our tolerances wrong on the head gasket or something? Or we can just all go buy an electric car. And then you don't have no antifreeze.
Is the car having an issue I wasn't aware of?
No, I was just asking.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had that little trail of water. We backed up. Uh-huh. It matches where the muffler pipe goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thank you, Dave, for all of your expert tooling. I have a great conference.
It would make a great state traveler.
What you got? Maybe we're in the market.
Yeah.
I would think that changing the catalytic converter might be a little cheaper than buying a car, but it's all right. We don't mind having extra cars. That's really good. Well, depending on what you have, because we got, you know, some high hopes of what we're looking for here. Does it have a center rotor blade above it? That's the next car we're looking at.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be much quicker.
Well, it's not that we don't like I-94, the interstate. We do like it. And we'd probably fly the helicopter down and then fly right along it at 100 miles an hour with nobody getting in our way. Mm-hmm. You know?
I thought you said Gwen was there.
I saw her earlier.
Oh.
Brother Dan Cottle's on. Look at that. I went back through the list.
Wow.
So, everybody, what's for supper tonight? It's 7:17. Robert Mulderman is on. Robert, we missed our phone call, brother, but I'm very serious about your help, man. Very serious about your help. I believe that God has anointed you for this help, bro. Like, do you feel a heavenly glow falling on you right now? Somebody go to the internet and find a picture of Saint Robert, and then we'll all send it to him.
Roger, he
has one. Well, what did we have for supper? We had a can of chicken noodle soup or something. What did we have for supper? Well, I had a nice bowl of soup. Campbell's beef and potatoes soup. And I had chips and sour cream and diced tomatoes. Woo! It was a good deal. Still here, multi-tasking. That's an awesome thing. Thank God for multitasking.
Yeah.
Or is that multi-tasting? Yeah, the potatoes. Yeah, they're good. All right, the meat. Yeah, that's good. Multi-tasting. Please pray. Christine is in screaming pain. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be with our sister Christine Barkley right now.
Jesus name.
As the lady put sent her the painting of Jesus standing over her, we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that situation is going on right now. Jesus is standing there. And every prayer that has ever been prayed and every message that has ever been spoken and every video they've ever watched and every preacher they've ever heard pray manifest in their home right now, today, for the purpose of healing, health, and strength in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it right now. Thank you, Lord, that the spirit of infirmity, the power has been broken. We've already said it. We've already spoken it. We've already prayed it. And we give you glory for it. We declare the spirit of religion is broken. Has no power there. And same prayer we prayed in January, that all the power of trauma that has affected Christine's life is now broken in the name of Jesus, has been broken. And there's no traumatic effect on her life any longer. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Revelation knowledge, come to me. Everybody say it. Revelation knowledge.
Revelation knowledge.
Come to me.
Come to me.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, Brother Rob, when the program's over, if you're still up, call me. I'll help you get that apple sliced in the right direction.
Oh, it's an apple
too?
Yeah.
Laptop straight. Crashed hard the other day. Wow. Homemade egg salad for dinner.
Yeah.
Wow. Sunday Geyser's here.
Ooh,
Sunday, what was supper in the Geyser residence? And Brother Dave said Buccelli's
pizza.
Yeah. The best ever. It's pretty good.
In the back too. I'm on my way back.
Although, G's Pizzeria is pretty good in West Branch. And Variety Pizza is really good in Jackson, Kentucky. And I should be able to get an amen out of Sister Gwen on that one. And that one pizza place in the greater Chicago area was out of this world.
Oh, my goodness.
It was really good. Those are my pizza places. You know, Brother Dave's got Buccelli's. It's really good pizza.
Very good,
and it is good pizza. Ashley said, I'm going to sing to my finances. Actually, from now on, a fiance is going to be known as finances, all right?
Here. Hello.
I had it. Nachos at the Geyser residence tonight. Had an Oldsmobile and it did that. And overheated and it was gone. Toast. Yep, Chris. She begged the doctor yesterday to help her. Needs an emergency hysterectomy. The insurance won't help. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing like the woman with the issue of blood. All of her cells, her tissues, her organs functioning together properly, unhindered by any force of this world, heavy chemicals, toxins, anything. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the blood of Jesus flowing through her veins now gives her great life and peace and strength.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, hallelujah. Are we about ready to start?
Yep.
Did we?
Here.
Jeez.
Really?
All right, Holy Spirit, speak right now at the beginning of the program.
Amen.
Shando bala nestereva nakita bala nosuka. You know, my daughters, Stacy and CB's dad had his own pizza restaurant. Wow.
My favorite food.
And where was this piece of rare food at? Now, I have an interesting story to tell you.
All right.
Brother Dave would like this. Brother Dave, I just found the answer for your two cars you bought. Put them on the road and start doing pizza.
Delivery?
Yeah. He lives in the greater Midland area. There's lots of people that need pizza.
That's true.
I met this man in Rose City, Michigan. His name is Slim. His wife's name was Grace. Slim and Grace. Sounds like quite a couple, doesn't it? He was about 6'2" and she was about 5' nothing. He was a big old tall skinny string bean, and she was a little, she wasn't quite a short skinny string bean. She was, anyways, in Perry, Michigan. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Hey, Kathy Kite Angaroni and Bella is here. This is a cool story. You're going to love this story. You know how my stories are. They're just the best in the world. I don't know whether they're the best in the world, but this is a cool story. He had a pizza place in Ann Arbor, Michigan, right there where the college is, the university.
Yeah.
Right? And he one day said, you know what? I'm going to beat Domino's and Little Caesars. Of course, that's hometown place for the, both of those businesses. That's where they originated from. He's like, I'm going to give them competition. And I don't know if you remember it, but back in the day, U-Haul had a bunch of really little trucks that were, had a Toyota chassis on them. And they were a Toyota truck chassis, little ones, and then they had a U-Haul box on the back, just a little thing. He went and bought a bunch of those, and he put an oven in it. And they would bake a pepperoni pizza like Domino's and Little Caesars, and they would fill them trucks with them. 15, 20, 25 of those pizzas would be inside the back of that truck in an oven.
Wow.
And then they would just roam the streets. And people
what
would
a great idea.
People would call. People would call and order a pizza, and he said, the best I ever had was the moment the guy said, I'm at this address, I literally had a truck sitting right in front of his house. He said, so, as you can tell, all the boys at Little Caesars and Domino's came to see me to see how I was competing with them. He was a cool guy.
An entrepreneur.
Slim and Grace. And then they moved and had a pizza place in Cadillac, Michigan. Then they sold it and retired. What a...
That's kind of cool up in Cadillac. Don't they have like a bunch of street squares where they're open parking lots and everybody just lines up their food vending places around the...
Oh, no. I don't think I ever saw
Cadillac.
That.
That's nice. You can just go from place to place getting whatever you want. And it's just a big parking lot with a...
How many of you feel like ordering pizza?
Yeah.
So Kathy and Bella, when you order pizza, get a vegetarian with a little extra bacon on it. We'll be by in a minute and have pizza with you guys.
Just head to the back. Already here.
All right. Becca Chapman's here. Amen. Only ones I got to see now are Mike and Shannon, Dan and Gwen, Tim Brown, Ken and Carol, Alan and Angel, Sister Phyllis K. Raymond.
Mike is probably
all right.
Still working or sleeping.
There's a few more that we got to see besides those two, but you know, those few. But Chris Davis, I want you to get your phone out from heaven and talk to us, please.
Yeah.
Send us good messages, brother. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless Debbie and the family and all the kids. Yeah. And we speak life to this family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. I've gotten a pizza bowl. Everything but the crust, they are good. Wow.
What is that?
I don't know. A pizza bowl?
You have to describe that to us because that sounds
really good. That sounds really good.
Pizza in a bowl, maybe.
It's just
pizza
good.
In a bowl. Maybe with all the toppings and no crust. That would be awesome.
Maybe you just dump the tomato sauce and the onions and the... everything in, just put a whole bunch of cheese and whip it up and then bake it or like.
Maybe. Huh. Well, tell us about the pizza bowl.
Amen. Now, we love you too, but type something about a pizza bowl. Tonight, we're going to be talking again about revelation knowledge, its value in your life. Because now, by the signifying of raising of hands, did anybody besides me not necessarily care for all the school stuff you had to go to? Raise your hand. I raised my hand. You know, A, B, C, D. I don't, you know, what's up with all that? Yeah, amen. You don't really need all that crust. I agree.
I agree, too.
Amen. And now Sister Kathy Angaroni has started a new Facebook live program, How to Make Pizza Bowls. Well, here's the deal with going to school and the education system of the kingdom. It's not about how smart you are. See, you always got that one person. I love school.
I kind of did.
I got straight A's. No carbs. Everything but the crust.
Yeah, isn't that?
If you have Papa John's, they have them.
Really? We have a Papa John's. I'll be right back.
I think that we could have this here at our house within about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And this sounds really good for supper since you didn't make anything yet. Wow. Kathy and Bella, somebody said hello to you on YouTube. You should. They are delicious.
I thought my soup was good until just now. Oh, this pizza shock.
One of the things I've learned here is not eat a lot before doing the program because it seems to mess with the digestive tract, and depending on what it is you eat, then you burp a lot, and that is just not cool when you're on camera, right? It might not be a big deal if the camera was way back there and I was way up here, but when you guys are this close, amen, that's good, Dave. Was not much in education for, but taught me respect and discipline in school.
Yeah.
I get sauce, green peppers, onions, and cheese.
I need mushrooms.
You got to have mushrooms in there.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
And maybe jalapenos.
Ooh, yeah.
So, you won't hear Sister Leanne for a while. She'll be ordering a pizza bowl. What do you call this thing?
Yeah, pizza bowl.
Amen.
I learned more by doing. Yeah, that's how most people learn best.
So, here's the revelation. We got about 8 conversations happening here tonight, but it's all right. Nobody here is dyslexic, and nobody here is anorexic. That's the cool thing about all of us. Everybody here has the ability to carry on 5 conversations and enter right into the Holy of Holies with Jesus immediately, just like that. Drop the pizza, drop the cars and the radiators and the oil and just...
Wow, 2 of you guys don't like mushrooms? Wow.
Yeah, right, here we go. We're going to divide the body on whether we like mushrooms or not.
Pineapple the other day.
Like
pineapple on their pizza. Now we're back on the pizza
subject. Wait. Now, Kathy, can I get pineapple in a pizza bowl? All right. Mushrooms taste like dirt.
Angel. For
us,
please,
we're leaving
tomorrow to head to Kentucky for Caleb's wedding.
All right,
that's
then.
Exciting.
I said Angel's name, and here she is.
Yeah.
All right, everybody watch for Ken Miller to show up because I said his name. And everybody, please watch for Chris Davis to show up because if Chris Davis shows up, I would recommend the posture of on your face before God because he will be calling us from heaven if Chris Davis shows up. Oh, Lord Jesus.
How exciting.
Oh, that reminds me of another story that I should probably tell tonight. That is, I am gift boxing. That's it.
Oh,
Becca, you have a big heart, and so you are so perceptive in the realm of the spirit. Here we go. Oil and coolant are natural waste products on internal combustion engines. What's wrong with people who don't like mushrooms? Come on, Mike. We need you to join in and talk about ladders, roses, and chocolate so we can add one more conversation here. Brother Robert Mulderman, and I'll talk to you right now, Brother Robert, about how to fix that computer. Amen. Make sure your hard drive's not overfilled. Make sure you restart it correctly. And then when you go in there, you hook up that one Dumaflachi to that thingamajig, and you put that app on it, and bam, it just works just like
that. Simulator on it, and like apple pie.
Wait. But we got to pray for Angel.
I did.
Okay. All right. Angel and Alan, we love you. God bless you. Now we have literally talked for 45 minutes about pizza, cars, antifreeze, oil, and everything except the message.
We got a lot of ground covered.
Computers are cheap.
Oh, my goodness.
And today we sang happy birthday to Ashley's finances. Woo! What a night. What a night. Now, I need everybody to pray for Sister Leanne because she's not being very spiritually observant tonight.
How about going to Kentucky? What are some cool places? Are you going to Kentucky?
No, Angel's going to Kentucky.
Oh. Oh, I was behind. I was praying for Angel.
I just love this. Where?
A new one. Not an apple, they're not.
Where in the world can you have this much fun in one evening with this big of a broad a group of people and wonderful backgrounds and intellectualism that you can find right here on the Community of Faith?
I love Austin away. Sunday, how's everything over there? You need to pull your chair up here with us.
Brother Dan, where are you at tonight? I am in Nebraska. Hey, did you hear what happened in Nebraska today?
I was going to fall for it. No, why?
All right. So everybody, please pray for Sister Leanne. She's still not being very spiritually observant. Because the pizza has not yet been ordered. Well, I got a really good answer to prayer today. Watching the... somebody somewhere here in North Dakota posted it on a Facebook page I'm at. And they've actually okayed a pipeline to be built in here.
Oh, yeah,
inside the state of North Dakota that'll produce $21 million worth of pipe and wages and jobs.
Yeah.
So if you're a pipeliner, then get to North Dakota, and they're going to be building that this year. They're going into it right now to get it started. So in the middle of everything going the wrong way, wait a minute, I ain't making that statement. In the middle of some goofballs making some dumb financial decisions for America,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, there are some things that's happening, and we give God glory for it. Now, it is now 7:41, and it is time for us to get started. But there's nothing wrong with having fun like we're having right here. Amen. Brother Ripley, Brother Ripley has fallen prey to the sun god on the floor. Him and Roman this afternoon was, and if the sun had reached a little farther in the room during their worship time, I'd have been right there with him. All right, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you, our Lord and our Savior, our elder brother, because of the adoption, because of receiving and being made into the righteousness, you're our elder brother, Jesus. We're a part of this wonderful family known as the family of God. Bless all of our brothers and sisters. We love these people so much. We really do. This is a wonderful family, a blessed, loving, wonderful family, and we just love them. And we thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for all the fun, all the way from Kathy and Bella there in North Carolina, and Becca and Ashley there in West Virginia, Sister Angel and Alan, Mississippi, Georgia, where they live. Mississippi, we bless them too. In the name of Jesus. We bless all our friends in Michigan. Sister Phyllis K. Raymond will be with us in a while from Louisiana. Brother Dan's with us wherever he is. Julian and Bamala will be with us, our friends from all over the world. Sister Mary Fernandez will be with us. Thank you, Lord. And then all those people that we don't know, Lord, we bless them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless every one of these people. You said, my sheep hear my voice. Now, Lord, may your voice, the voice of your holy word tonight, draw people from the most diverse backgrounds here so that we can speak the word that they are begging you for every night. Help them get here tonight, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. We say it. All of these platforms, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, YouTube, every place that's sent on Messenger, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we declare those who are saying, Father, I need help, and you're pointing them in this direction, we say tonight's the night that they get connected. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We give you glory, and we give you honor. And we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Then I'd need a second. Now, rise with me, and we're going to make the Pledge of Allegiance and honor our troops. Here we go. Render your honor. Let's make our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we'll have a moment of silence for those who are missing in action, for those who paid the last full measure of devotion. For those who on this day or any other day in battle receive scars in their spirit, their soul, their body. It's in honor of those who faithfully served and have provided us the great freedoms that we have. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. Moment of silence begins now.
Now, if you will, sing God Bless America with us tonight. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her to the light with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
And now, let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father, of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are in tonight. As we do every time we come together, speaking, God bless America. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Forgive us of our sin and heal our land. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that all throughout American history, our brave men and women have protected and defended this great nation and its Constitution, that declares that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, which are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness right here. No one in this nation can take them away from us. Thank you for the Constitution. Thank you for the Bill of Rights. Thank you for our Declaration of Independence. And thank you, Lord, that all through history, we, the men and women of God, have continually declared, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. And Jesus, we the people of God, we the people of the United States of America declare Jesus is Lord right here, right now, today. Thank you, Lord, that all across America, patriots are joining together. Pastors are joining together. Believers are joining together. Prayer groups are joining together in unity in the realm of the Spirit. And we hook up to that agreement now, right here and all around the world. Of the 7.5 billion people on this earth, you've got 100 million of us praying right in America alone, declaring thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. And we give you glory and honor and pray that you said you would bring a commanded blessing for those of us who would function together in unity. Psalm 133, we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, that you are the lawgiver. You are the judge. And you are our king, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch of our government is found in you. And we give you glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that all across this nation, good men and women have stood up and said, I'm going to be a part of politics and make a difference. We declare they are delivered from foolish and ignorant men. And the men and women of God who have the understanding of the Constitution, understanding who you are, and the reality that we do not belong to any of the isms from around the world. Bless them with great strength and courage and boldness in the mighty name of Jesus. May the righteous be as bold as a lion and the wicked flee, even when nobody's chasing them. And we thank you for it now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our protectors and our defenders all over the world, all over this nation, in every community. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the FBI, our Secret Service, our Special Forces, every police department. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, everybody say, God bless America's protectors.
Yes, God bless America's protectors.
Now say this, and I'm one of them. Because I say this prayer for their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right here, right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, everybody, speak this declaration, this prayer declaration together about the isms. It's in the comments. It's pinned there. Just open that up. You might say, Pastor, what's this all about? Well, if we're all saying the same words, that means we're in agreement, and there is nothing that can overcome the agreement when men and women of God stand together. Just said where two or three of us are gathered together, there'll be 150, 200 people that'll be in agreement with this by the time we're done. And so join us now with your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. This with me. To all the isms, it is impossible for you to destroy the United States of America's strength. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we've been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against us, freedom, comes back on you now. And every pit you have dug, you fall into it yourself immediately. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land. There will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Join me now declaring the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. You may have felt like you didn't serve and you were not one of the important people that got to serve. Here's your service right here. This prayer time we do every night right here is as important as those men there. Because the reality is they can't function effectively there without our prayers here. Amen? Amen. I'm not saying we're more important than them. But I am saying they have their place and we have our place. And you can consider yourself a great patriot. Help us here. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished word which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom, holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And amen. Someone has said tonight, I've never heard a preacher talk so much about patriotism. Well, that's the problem in our land right there. That's one of the most severe problems we have in this day. And don't do that. Don't you go. Fly your flag. Speak your faith every day, everywhere you go. Because the blessing of God is on our voice as we join together in liberty and freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, one more statement about all of our opening time together. Brother Dave, I need pictures and an amount.
Mary Ann made a really nice statement. In fact, it said a beautiful prayer.
All right. Brother Dave said, 07 Grand Marquis, 97,000 miles clean. That's a nice traveling car right there. Huh? If you're going to be driving, that's a nice one. That one floats. That one's smooth. I pray for fallen heroes. Their families, our living hero with broken hearts and minds, Lord, please make them whole again. Heal the damage already done. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mary Frances? Sister Mary. Oh, that's Mary McDonald. Thanks for your time and online inspiration. You are always a blessing. Well, thank you, Mary. We love you. It's good to see you with us tonight. Yeah, I thought you were the Mary. You was the Mary all the way from Singapore. Did you move? We love you. $25 miles an hour. That's a long trip. That's a long trip. We did half of it at 50 miles an hour. That's a really long trip.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
Now, let's talk about this weekend. Once again, I'll remind you, this is Memorial Day weekend. And as you can see, I have been making lots of posts myself in all my different pages that I have and places I have, honoring our troops. 25 miles to the gallon. Oh.
Okay, we got it.
1,300 miles, and we're going to drive 25 miles per hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus. And when he left, he was a young man. When he arrived, he was an old man. Now, so this is Memorial Day weekend, and I've been, and we had... Last night we talked about it a whole night, and then in yesterday at the prayer we talked about it. And I encourage you to find what's happening in your local community. Now, in Gwen, it's real easy. They go outside and look out the door, and there's one of the most beautiful memorials you'll ever see right there. They got one right next to their house, man. These guys are blessed. Matter of fact, I was riding my Harley through that little town one day on my way home, and I got right there. And there was a rainbow that the end of the rainbow was right inside the memorial.
Oh, how neat.
And yes, I have a picture somewhere in that external hard drive to prove it.
Any parade here this weekend? I don't know if there are any.
I don't think we have a parade, but we got a big shindig happening here, man.
Yeah, at the
huge deal happening here on Monday. So, but here's our deal. Remember, Armed Forces Day is the day when, in honor of everyone who served, that was last Saturday. That was May the 22nd, the third Saturday of May, I think, is what it is. All right. And then Memorial Day is in honor of all those who have fallen in battle. And then Veterans Day is in honor of those who have served. The 4th of July is the celebration of our nation's birthday, and that's a very major celebration. If you like to see a four-hour fireworks display, then all y'all make sure you're here in on the 4th of July because you can go up on the hill by the landfill. I mean, not in the landfill, but go up on the hill where the landfill is and watch the whole city. And our whole city is a fireworks display for 4 hours.
Yes.
It's one of the most interesting things I've ever seen. And
you know what? We had them online with us last year.
And at 1 a.m., they stop till about 1:35 when all the police go home, and then they start up again. If you're in the fireworks business, if you have a good discount price, well, get here with your trailer and set up somewhere because they'll be selling them. But I encourage you to find what's happening in your local town and find a way for you and your family to go and be a part of it and express your patriotism and support there. The whole time you're there, be speaking over your city and over your community and blessing those who have served. And you never know, God might give you an opportunity to be a blessing to somebody personally. And that's quite a deal. Here in Williston, we have the nation's first monument memorial to an unknown soldier. It was built in 1911, right here at one of our local cemeteries. And they built it out of wood they got from the river. And it's the only place the wood grows, but it rotted and fell down. And I believe an Eagle Scout found that it was here. And with the veterans said, wait, let's do something. And they have rebuilt it. They have repositioned it. They have built our memorial grounds to just absolutely amazing. If you've been following Hometown Warrior Care, all of the videos I've put up there are being filmed in that memorial garden, whatever they call it. And so Monday, they're going to have a dedication and the politicians are going to be there. They literally have a sentinel from Washington, D.C., from the Tomb of the Unknown, who is going to show up and lay the wreath for that first laying of the wreath.
Yeah.
Literally from the old guards coming all the way.
Yeah, and they're going to have a flyover, and they're going to be dropping poppies over the cemetery and the river. How cool is that?
My.
Yeah.
This is what I encourage you. This has been our lesson this week. Remember, Memorial Day is about the fallen. That's not the day when you walk up to someone who lost a loved one and say, Happy Memorial Day. That's not the day you walk up to a combat vet and say, Happy Memorial Day. Because to them, it is not Happy Memorial Day. A solemn observance in honor of their brothers and sisters who have fallen in battle. Why do you say this to us, Pastor? Because combat vets take it really serious, and so do their families.
Yeah.
What do I say then? You say, thank you for your service to our nation. Is it wrong for me to have a barbecue and enjoy myself on this day? No, not in any sense of the word. At 1100 hours, 11 a.m., your local time is when they're going to raise the flag all the way to the top, bring it down half staff. It'll stay there until the program is finished, and then it's raised back up briskly to the top after noon, and that's when you have your celebration. It's, what am I helping you understand? A great level of honor that can reside on the inside of you and be a blessing to you. Brother Dave, my brother had posted a pic of my dad, a World War II Marine.
Wow.
He was killed in action He was not killed in action, but later by cell shock, PTSD. I have no pics of my father. Wow. Wow, that's awesome, Dave. A World War II Marine. Now, this situation with Brother Dave. His father didn't fall in battle during World War II. However, the combat action had its effect on him. And in the name of Jesus, we speak healing to this family. Speak healing to Dave, to his brother. We speak body star finds the memories. We speak life and strength to them and to all who are in a similar situation as this. And may they find health and healing and strength. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, you said, for everything there is a time and a season, letting us know that we have the ability in you, our God, to move from through the seasons of life. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we bless this family and all of the families of the fallen to move through the seasons of life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Love you, Dave. Thanks for sharing the story with us, man. That's very special to us. That means a lot. At noon, we will not have a noon prayer because we will all be somewhere being a part of something in our local community. And so I just want to make that announcement today because I want you to be there and be a part of something. When you get out in your community, you start speaking life and life more abundantly. You speak the businesses prosper again and do your duty, because what's important is that you and I get ourselves involved in praying for and speaking over and declaring life to our local community. That is how this victory is won. And it's because of men and women of God like you and me who stand in faith with this every single day, that the borders are protected by not only missiles and the first fleet and the second fleet and the seventh fleet. We're protected by fighters and bombers, protected by satellites. But most of all, we're protected by the prayers of the saints that say, God bless America. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's pretty good, isn't it? Am I missing anything that we should be speaking? No? All right. Now, tomorrow night, or no, Saturday night for the question and answer ceremony, session. If you have sent me questions in the last week and I didn't put an email back to you, I just got thinking about tonight. Somebody sent me questions about being married 4 or 5 times or something. We were talking about marriage and marriage and divorce or something the other night. Anyways, I would encourage you, like I say to you every night, I always answer my emails. Even if you have to email me twice. But here's the thing we want to know, and we want to make sure we get your answers. Our topics this week have kind of been one focus subject, but God really has been speaking to us. And I want to get back to tonight what it was we started on Monday night. Give me just a second here. I started to ask the question a little while ago, and then we got caught up in pizza and old cars and new cars, and Dave's got an extra car if you'd like to buy one. And And then, yeah, it sounds like a nice car. I wasn't joking when I said make sure I get pictures and an amount. I've ridden many miles in a Mercury Marquis. Them are nice riding cars.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's a nice car. Oh yeah. And if you're going to be traveling a lot of miles, it's big for me enough that it would be nice for you. No. It's not a helicopter though. Can you put a rotor on that, Dave, please?
He probably could.
So here we go. Go with me now to Matthew chapter 13. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
Matthew chapter 13. And we're just going to kind of read this whole story. No, we're not going to kind of read. It's like, have you ever caught yourself saying, I almost thought a minute ago?
Yes.
Now, we're going to read from Matthew chapter 13. We're going to start in verse number 1. And we're going to read down through number 23. Because it's the parable of the sower. And I was asking you the questions a minute ago.
Sunday, I love the word. Hallelujah.
I don't see it. Anyway, you'd have to make a phone call. What's your being? I think we're going to have to close this because I got too much sun here.
Where?
If you would, please.
Got it.
It's a shame when you have to turn the sunlight off because it's so bright, but you got to be able to read the page. And I can read it off of the computer, but don't you just love to hold the Bible in your hand? I love to hold my Bible in my hand. And what a blessing that is in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's hold our Bible up like our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do.
Today
I will be taught the word of God.
And it is changing my
life. Because that's what it's designed to do. I receive it as a seed. That is producing 100-fold and more.
In my life.
In Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. I whether have my Bible also. And just so you know, I whether have my Bible, and it's always good weather when I got my Bible because God's blessing is always there. Now, good evening, Wilma. Glad to have you with us tonight. God bless you and your family. All your chillins and your chitlins. Are you blessed in the mighty name of Jesus? In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, remember, in the kingdom of God, we are never, it's not about how much intellectualism you have in your life. It's about how much revelation that God has brought to you in your life. How much? And, you know, one of the things that we have to do is continually be going for revelation. There's a lot of people that say, well, Pastor, if I can just get to a Bible college. Well, wait. Once you get to the Bible college, unless you've got to have a degree for a certain position somewhere, about that degree. It's about coming to the understanding of the Word of God so that you're going to preach and can go and transform people's lives. Because I'm going to tell you, from personal experience in Bible college, there's a lot of people who went to a Bible college, got passing grades, got an A, a B, a C, a D, whatever. And they left with a whole head full of knowledge and absolutely no ability to use it.
Yeah, well,
that is not what Jesus is teaching. But, and no, it's not how I normally am, but I'm going to read all of these verses without stopping and teaching. Ready? Some of you are like, well, we'll believe that when we see it, and we'll see it when we believe it. Coffee cup close. All right, wait. I will stop for coffee. Here we go. Parable, Matthew 13. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house, and he sat by the sea. He had a house on the sea. He had a lake house. And great multitudes were gathered together to him. So they got into the boat, sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. He began to speak many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Verse 9, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus isn't saying, he who's got an education, you come stand in the front of the line. Jesus rebuked the ones with the high levels of education every single time he came together with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Watch this. What's the purpose of this parable? Matthew chapter 13, verse 10. And the disciples came to him later and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And the disciple, and he answered and said to them, because it has been given to them to know the mysteries. No. Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them, it has not been given. For whoever has, to him, more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
That's a scary thought,
isn't it? Jesus just literally said that you can lose the revelation that you have had at one point in your life or another. Why? Because you don't give yourself to continually going and growing in him. You ever seen anybody that was hot and then all of a sudden they're not? That's a scary thought. Anyways, let's keep going. 13. Therefore, I speak to them in parables because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hold on, let me just make a statement here. Because of the nature of what we do here, okay, everybody relax for a second. Just because you don't see somebody here any longer hot, you make sure I make my statement right. Because you, everybody's got a life that they have to live, and you know, we've made a commitment to be here every day, but that's not a commitment that everybody can make based on their job and their income and their life and whatever's going on. So that's not saying if you don't see somebody show up here, they've given up and everything they have is going to be taken away. Yeah. Sorry about that. Calzone. Now, back to the word, 14. And in the prophecy, and in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing, you will hear and not understand. And seeing, you will see and not understand. That's interesting, isn't it? You will not perceive. 15. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing. Their eyes, ready for this? They have closed. They let their ears get dull. They let their eyes go closed, and they didn't choose to open them up. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears. Lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. 16. Blessed are your eyes. Say this with me. Verse 16 is about me. Blessed are your eyes, for they see.
Amen.
And your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it. And to hear and did not hear it. Verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside where everybody walks. The wicked one came and snatched it away. 20. He who receives seed on stony places. This is the one who hears the word, immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself. Endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Everybody pause. I have to write in a reference. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. 23. He who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Isn't it interesting that Jesus started with the production level of the good ground at 100-fold? He didn't start at 30. He started at 100. And he went down. Somebody say it. I'm good ground.
I'm good ground.
I am good ground. Now, go with me to Mark chapter 4. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. I want us to hear Jesus' words tonight, and that's what we're going to do right now. It's just read the Bible. The number one thing I say to you every time is read your Bible. No matter who the person is that's teaching you, read your Bible. Why? Because if you don't, you're going to miss parts. And how do you know that they've not taken a sliver of this verse, a sliver of that verse, a sliver of that verse, and created a doctrine that doesn't even exist in the Bible? Pastor, how in the world can you do that? You ready? Judas went out and hung himself. It's a verse of the Bible. Here's another verse. Go and do thou likewise. All right, I rebuke that illustration. That's an illustration somebody else gave me, and I won't ever say that again. I think I said that last time. Ready? You're going to a land of milk and honey. That's a verse of the Bible. Right? And there'll be lions and beasts there. And you shall be afraid, very afraid. Those are all verses of the Bible. What did I just do? I just created the doctrine of this. You're going to the promised land, there's going to be wild beasts, and you should be afraid of them. That is exactly the opposite of what the Word of God teaches. Why? Because you got to open up this book and see what it says. Now watch. Mark chapter 4. We're going to read verse number 1, and we're going to read down through 29. Tonight, we're letting Jesus, our Lord and Savior, do the teaching by the Word. Here we go. And again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him, so that he got into a boat, and he sat on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea. How many of you know that was a really good thing to do? Because the sea made a really good ecosystem for him, because it broadcast his voice. You know how it is when you're on the lake fishing? Everybody can hear what everybody is saying that's on the lake.
Yeah.
Verse 2, he taught them many things by parables, and he said to them in his teaching, listen, look at verse 3, listen with an exclamation point.
I really want you to listen.
Yeah. And many times in the Hebrew language, they'll say a word three times, which means exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened that he sowed that some seed by the wayside. The birds of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground, where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth. Can you hear Jesus teaching us? Get your seed into some good soil,
yeah.
Deep soil that is stable and solid. Amen?
Amen.
But the sun was up. No, 6. But when the sun was up, it was scorched. Because it had no root, it withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Have you ever felt like you studied a whole bunch in the Bible and you didn't get a crop? Well, you probably got something choking that word. We'll talk about it. Verse 8, other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increased, produced, and Mark heard some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Verse 9, he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10, when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable, and he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Say this with me. God wants me to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Now, let's finish. Through 13, 14. To you it's been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven. Now, here's the thing about this. You might be like, well, hold on a second. Why is Jesus saying it like they can't even be able to be free? Well, here's the thing. Jesus is going to tell it in a story so that people will chase and people will hear the story and they're like, I don't know what that means, whatever. And when they don't want it, then they're not going to come. They're not going to get the revelation and their life's not going to change. Now you might say, why would God do that? Well, parables are a mystery because they reveal a hidden truth. For those who are willing to obey what the parable says, they'll get the hidden truth. But the truth is concealed from those who are not ready to obey that word that God's speaking. Therefore, it withholds that from them, so they're not punished immediately for I got the truth and now I don't understand it, and there.
That's what Jesus was talking about when he said to the disciples, I have so much more, but you're not able to bear it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus was talking about.
Yeah.
Jesus wasn't saying, I don't want people to know. Jesus said, I put it in a story because those who want to know my ways will chase it down and figure it out.
Yeah.
Say this with me. My sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Now, verse 13, he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How will you understand any of the parables? Verse 14, the sower sows the word. That is what I'm going to into your life right now. Is sowing the word of God into your soil of your life and helping it come to life. I water it. I put the sunshine on it. And I sow that seed into your heart and into the soil of your life. Now that the seed is planted, you got to make your garden stoneless. Get the stones out. Weedless, get the weeds out, and soft and fertile, get the hard parts of your life chilled up so they can receive a seed and produce a harvest. Everybody that comes here, they're like, wow, look at the revelation in this place. Look at what you guys say. Man, I found some answers. What happens? All of a sudden you show up, and we are so focused on the word of God here, that no matter when in the history of the COF you've shown up, the revelation knowledge of God is always flowing in here. Not my intelligence, not my intellectualism, not because I got three degrees and 14 books behind me by Dr. Reverend so-and-so. No, because we come to this book and say, what does Jesus say? What does Paul say? What did John say? And then we begin to break it down, and it begins to produce life in your life. Once you come, then our place is to help you come to that understanding of the word so that it can be seated down inside of you. Seated inside. I've had many people say to me, well, you have such great wisdom and great knowledge. No, I have the Holy Spirit of God and the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit takes the Word that I've sown in my life and brings it alive by the Spirit of God every time we're here so that these words leap off the page and they make sense in our life. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Everybody's like, I'm reading. Nobody's saying any words at all. It's like, but it's all right. It's all right because we're receiving. Now watch this. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians, whoops, chapter 2. Whoops. Just so you know, Ephesians, you can't find Colossians there. If you turn the page to Philippians, you still don't find Colossians there. Well, all right then. It says, let no one spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. There it is. 2:8. 2:6-10. Colossians 2:6-10. Thank you for your help, Wilma and Becca and Rebecca and Sister Mary Pasarek and Father Ty. Well, I ain't saying that. And all y'all that's helping us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody want to say it? I love the word.
I love the word.
I love the word. Colossians 2, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Remember the other night when we was teaching this? When you sow the word, you are literally sowing a relationship with Jesus on the inside of you. Why? Because Jesus is the living word. Look what it says. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Many people have been so used to and accustomed to church, they don't quite understand the ecclesia, the body of Christ, because they were trained, find a good church. Well, what they should be telling you is find where God wants you to be in the body. Because he placed everyone in the body where he wants it. And then we just all work together. Look what happens when we do. Mm-hmm. All of us that are here, we work together in great power and strength. Look what God does. Look what it says. 7. Rooted and built up in him, in your relationship with him, and established in the faith. Well, since Jesus is the one you're building, you're going to have faith. As you have been taught, abounding in it with great thanksgiving. Say this with me. Thank you, Father, for the great understanding we have at the community of faith. Thank you, Father, for the great understanding that we have here at the community of faith. Guys, there's a whole lot of people that would like to know what we know. And they got to break free from the religious bondages that they're in. And many of them, they're so bound by that religious indoctrination that they've been a part of, that to think about being free, they have a hard time being able to see it. And we declare in Jesus' mighty name, if they're any of your friends, help them be free. Verse 8, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Be careful. I'm going to read it again. Verse 8. Lest anyone cheat you through philosophy. That's an organized way of thinking about a certain subject. And empty deceit. Hard to believe that people actually do things deceptively on purpose to control people. Because you and I would never think about doing that. And yet, guess what? There's people that do that on purpose every time. You ready? There's people in the church that do that on purpose. I say, Pastor, you're just against church. No, I'm not. No, not at all. No. I just know a pastor. I was sitting in his office. He was sitting behind his desk, and he said to me, well, I'm not called to preach. I'm like, what? He goes, no, I'm not called to preach. I'm like, well, why are you doing this? He said, well, I need a good job, and I had a master's degree. Might as well preach. You don't have to do any hard work. You only got to have 2 or 3 messages a week.
and just kind of oversee the board. And he said, I'm making 50 grand a year. That's pretty good money. Don't you think I got a good gig going? He said, I'm too lazy to go do hard work. The guy literally said this to my eyes and these ears. And he's the pastor of a church with 250 people in it. And I just looked at it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Watch this. About 8 months later, lost his job, and it came out in the news that he was touching teenage girls improperly. No anointing for that position he was in. Now, why are you telling us that story, Pastor? Beware lest anyone deceive you through their philosophy and empty deceit. He wasn't a pastor. He was not anointed. And he said it to me and went right back in that pulpit and led all those people in that church. That's a scary thought. Look at verse 9. For in him, Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you and I are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. You might say, Pastor, how in this world am I going to have enough wisdom to know who's lying, who's deceiving, and who's philosophizing me? Here's how you do it. You find your place in your body. You get in this word. And if you stay in this word enough, anytime you hear somebody speaking another word that's off, you'll be like, there's something about that that ain't right. And you might not be able to put your finger in it, but it'll be on the inside of you. There's something about what that guy just said that is not right. Why? Because when you know the truth sets you free. See, that's why the Apostle Paul, in that set of verses, that's why the Apostle Paul said, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you and I are complete in him. And how are we complete in him? Because this is him, and this is now inside here. Every time you open up your heart, you get more revelation. Every time you get more revelation, you get more peace. Every time you get more peace, you open up your heart more. Every time you open up your heart more, you get more word in it, you get more revelation, you get more peace, and you find more life in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I keep seeing this verse. So we need to go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Eva Castro.
How are you? How are things going?
Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Brother Chris, we'll pray for you in just a second for Luke. Watch this. Look at verse 18 and 27. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. That's verse 18. Verse 27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Say this with me. I am placed in the body. Hold on. I am placed in the body where God wants me to be played. Why? Because God knows where he needs you in the body. He knows where you will flourish in the body. He knows what it's going to take for you to grow and develop, and that's a position in the body of Christ. It's not about a church building. It's not about a church denomination. It's not about a church indoctrination. Say this with me. I am in the body as he designed it to be. Now, I read those two verses. I'm being instructed to read more. So let's pray for Brother Chris's friend. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Chris's friend, Luke. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May great strength come to Luke. May great answers come to Luke. May the presence of God change this situation and destruction not happen any longer. Amen. May the peace of God reign in this situation. May the strength of Almighty God be with our brother. May the hand of God change this whole situation and they be led to the presence of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's read these verses. Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and let's read 12 through 31. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, who was one of the most zealous spiritual churches that he had. They flowed in the gifts of the Spirit and the manifestation of the things of God very fluently. But he gave them some very severe instructions about the body. Why are we here, Pastor? Because if I put the word in you and you don't realize you're a part of the body, then all of a sudden you'll just hop from one place to another and there and all over, and you'll never have the ability to get your roots down. Stick with me. It's not about a church. It's about being placed in the body where he needs you to be, because in that body is the growth, the development, and the life that you're going to have. That's why some of you are, you're here and you're like, man, this is absolutely amazing. It is. Why? It's the body of Christ. As soon as you plug in, the life flow begins to flow through your veins. Blood, strength, nutrition, DNA, and God's now flowing in you. Why? Because you connected in the body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ready? Verse 12. 1 Corinthians 12, 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. You and I are building a life with Jesus, who is the head of the church. Say it with me. He's the head.
He's the head.
And I'm the body. This is the head of the church. And I am the body of the church. I am the body of Christ. He's the head. You and I are the body. Keep reading. 15. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Well, no. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? 17. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? I looked away. If the hall were hearing, where would the smelling be? Verse 18 again. But God has set members, each one of them, in a body just as he pleased. Did you notice you never got an email from me asking you to be here? I don't do that. Facebook asked me to spend money with them to advertise and send this video all over. There may be a day in the future when we do that. The Father very specifically at the beginning told me don't do that. Let me bring to you the people that's here. Here you are. Look at the life that's come to all of us as each one of you have come and joined in to what's going on. Watch this. Say this with me. I am a part of the body, and I have a place in the body, and I have become the fullness of God. You see, you might say, Pastor, you are stretching me big time right now. Well, here's what we got to do. We got to get the Word of God settled in our heart so we see who we are. Let's keep reading. 18, God has set every member, that's me, each one of them in the body as he pleased. If they're all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think be less honorable, on these we bestow a greater honor. And our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. Our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it. Have you noticed that your heart is not on the outside of the body?
Right.
Amen? Amen. But can you live without your heart? Is your heart more important than your belly button? Wait, Pastor, is that a doctrine in the Bible? No, but somebody will be arguing it somewhere. Well, see, 24. Our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to the which lacks it. This is all going to flow together. Watch this. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Wait. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about a member of a denomination. He's talking about a member of the body of Christ. You and I are members in the body connected to the head Jesus by the blood of Jesus and by the righteousness of Almighty God. Woo! It's just good. 26, if one member suffers, all of them suffer. If one member is honored, all members rejoice with him. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. God has appointed these in the church, apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, gifts of healing, helps, administration, variety of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Do all have the gifts of healings? No. Do all have the gifts of tongues or interpretation? No. When it comes to the public gift that he's talking about here in front of everybody. But everybody gets to speak in tongues. 31. Desire earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. And what is that? That is the way of love. We're going back to Mark chapter 4. Pastor, you're reading so many verses tonight. I feel like I'm getting stuffed full. You are.
Hallelujah.
But what I want you to see is I'm doing very little preaching from my words and doing a whole bunch of reading of his word. And you know what turns out to happen? All of a sudden, all of us have one of those aha moments like, wow. Wow.
See that before.
Wow. Wow. Now, is prayer a gift of the Spirit? Well, that's a very deep question that Chris just asked. Let's see if we can just scuff the top of it and get an answer. Prayer can definitely be an anointed gift of the Spirit. If you feel like you should go into intercession, if you're just living your day, walking in, and all of a sudden you get a burden of interceding for someone, that would be a gift of the Spirit to discern. I need to pray for that person right now. But to just communicate with the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit in your daily prayer life and language, your prayer time, your time alone with the Father, I wouldn't think you would call that a gift of the Spirit. There's a relationship that you have with them. Of course, it has to happen by the Spirit. So it depends how tiny of a hair you want to split here. Good question, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because there's times when you'll just all of a sudden feel the necessity to pray. So do it. There'll be some times when you'll feel sound like a Honda. When you will feel the necessity to pray, that necessity is birthing on the inside of you a gift of the Spirit for somebody somewhere to be a blessing to them. And you never know what, you know, God will lead you. That's not something that you wake up every day and sit around and then somebody shows up in your mind. No, that's something that God will do as a gift of the Spirit. Boy, I can't get off on that. Somebody remember that question? And we'll answer that on Saturday night in a greater manner. All right? I'm back in Mark chapter 4 because the whole purpose of what the Holy Spirit wants us to say today, I want you to see this. Jesus is teaching the disciples. It's not about intellectualism. It's not about how much you know in intelligence, kingdom of God. It is about how much revelation of this word comes to your life. Mark 4:13. Pastor, well, how do I get the revelation? Well, the way you get that revelation is by opening this verse up, these Bible up, and you start reading this to yourself. Now, since Monday, we've been through a lot of verses about a lot of things. But what God usually helps you and I do is get in a set of verses and then stay there so that not only are you seeing one time, but by the manifestation of the Spirit of God, we stay right in that same set of verses so that it begins to really make sense and come to life. In the mighty name of Jesus. How about we write these verses down together? Put these in one comment, okay? All three of these references. Matthew 13. Hold on, I got to look. Matthew 13, 1 through 23. Add to that, Mark 4 And that's verse number 1 through 26. And then Luke, eight, 1 through 18. And make that all one comment. And you might put with it, those are all the parable of the sower. That's all the references of the parable of the sower. There, just like that. Very good, woman. Thank you. Now, why do you say that, Pastor? Because that gives you the ability to now say, wait, that's all the references. What you heard me read tonight, that's all of those references. God's going to have us here for a few more days. So when you wake up tomorrow, you might say, what will I read in the Bible? Read this. Yeah. Read one of these. Read one of those. Thank you, Wilma. Thank you. You guys, Rebecca, you guys doing a good job. Thank you. So what does that give you the ability to do? Right there, you now can see all of those verses and read them. What I love about Jesus and the New Testament is he tells you the story of Jesus through Matthew's eyes, through Mark's eyes, through Luke's eyes, and through John's eyes. And Luke wrote Luke and Acts. So the beginning of the church is written by Luke, who's the guy that talked the most about Jesus' birth, and the birth of the church. Brother Luke, the physician. How cool is that? Here we go. I'm going to read down through 25. All of them are the parables of the sower. Thank you, guys. Verse 13, he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. I think I'm going to stop right there tonight. Let's make a note of that. We'll pick back up there tomorrow. Because I want to say a little bit about this while we're here. Jesus just said this parable is the most important parable of all of them that he taught. This one. Which one should you give yourself to the most? This one. What is it going to produce? Revelation. What is it going to produce? An understanding of how the word stop. Missed that, Rebecca. Watch this. Jesus wants you to know the importance of getting this word down in your heart, and that this word will begin to produce 30, 60, and 100-fold returns in your life. And what that means, all of this whole world word will begin to make sense in every area. You'll be like, wow, look at how this all works together. You'll start saying to people around you, they'll say, what has changed about you? And you will say, I have found a group of believers that help me understand God and his word. Boom. And they'll be just connected here just like you are. You'll have friends here from all over. And I think this is one of the coolest bodies of Christ there is. Why?
Yes.
This body of Christ covers the whole world. you and I, usually when we went to a church, it was like, you know, down the street and around the corner, and there were 17 families, and they were all the same 17. Maybe there was 250 of them. Maybe he was in a church of 10,000. But you're all limited to one city. Can you see the kind of diversity we're getting here? That's a bad word. I don't like that. The explosion of the immenseness of our God from around the world. And yet, do you notice what we found in Julian and Bamala? Two people that believe just like we do. Do you know what we found in Sister Mary Fernandez? Somebody in Singapore that believes just like we do. We don't see him regularly, but our dear friend in Africa, he believes just like us. Our friends in Australia, they believe just like we do. What have we done? We've found people all over the world. George Rivera in Brazil believes just like we do. Our friend, Sister Lena in Norway, Sweden, Germany. Our friends in the Philippines. All of a sudden, you realize, wait a minute, look at this big old picture that we got going here in God. If that's what God has done with you and I in 1 year here, what has God done with somebody who's been in the ministry for 40 years like Brother Dutch? You watch them. I hope you guys are studying that Give Him 15 with Brother Dutch every day right now. He's going through that book, and there's 30 days of devotionals that are just absolutely amazing about walking in a relationship with God. I hope you're studying it. Do I want you to go chase Dutch? No. This is what I see when I get there. 370,000 people. Did you hear me? 370,000 people follow this man. You know what kind of a prayer network is wrapped around the world in that one man's ministry?
Yeah.
Bill Johnson said 500,000 people follow his ministry from around the world every day. 500,000 people.
Talks about a power grid.
You know what kind of a prayer network that is around the world? A form of agreement. Why? Because all of those people took this word and stuck it down inside and said, I'm having a relationship with Jesus, the living word. Those two men that I named, that's just two of thousands of people that are in the same position. And you and I have watched us go around the world in what, 13 months, 15 months, whatever it is. Well, Julian's been with us for a long time, like since July or somewhere. What are you showing us, Ben? We are a part of this big thing called the body of Christ. And Jesus shows up here every night and leads us. He leads us into a study of him. When you have your personal time with Jesus every day, if you take notes, sit down with your notes in your chair, at your table, whatever you do, out on the deck, pull your notes out, and then make this statement. Now, Jesus, last night you was saying through Pastor these words. Is that the pizza? The pizza bowl was not available here, but the other was. Sit down in your private time with God and say, Jesus, last night you were saying this. Now help me see that today. And what do? Then read through it again. Read. I would encourage you to learn to read out loud. Read these verses out loud while you're studying them personally.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You get to hear in your ears, you get to see with your eyes, you get to speak with your mouth. That's eye gate, your ear gate, your mouth gate, and it all goes down in here and begins to produce faith down inside. Oh, don't worry, Kathy. They have calzones,
okay.
Calzones, or however you say that big
Calvary
word. And it don't matter. We'll have lots of wonderful, awesome things in this here before too long. Hallelujah.
Got a little color going tonight. I didn't even realize it. Funny thing is, Wilma, that's a
Sister Wilma has come through again. Thank you, ma'am. Can you put a little bit of color in your shirts besides black and gray? Brother Mike, I need a ladder, brother. I need a ladder. Well, most of what we have in the world of Harleys is black and gray.
We do have a beige one now.
Why do you have dull colors, Pastor? Well, we ride motorcycles. And if you have a white shirt and you get a big bug and it goes splat, now you got a white shirt with a red splat on it, right? At least if it's dark, we can flick it off and you'll never know. You'll just think it's part of it. But yes, Wilma, thank you for saying it. This is my dad's shirt. And this was one of my dad's favorite shirts. And after he went to heaven, I was at my mom's I was with her there for about Christmas. We were with her. And she said, would you like to have this shirt? And I'm like, well, yes, I'd like to have that shirt. And so I wear this in honor of my dad. And yes, I like the color of it too. But even this wouldn't show a bug if I had one.
Oh, that's true.
Some of you actually thought that those bikers didn't know how to eat effectively, and they dropped stuff out of their sandwich. No, those are just bugs.
Good job, Becca.
Thanks. Thanks, Becca. I'm not Brother Mike, but I sent you a letter. Thank you, ma'am. There's just no way I can tell you. I hate that, Chris. They just hook on you. Or the ones that you're just breathing and they go up your nose and you're like, oh, my Lord Jesus, how do you get that out? You try to swallow and sneeze and blow and it's got a hole that's hanging on up in there. Like, geez. Thank you, Wilma. I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Now, all right, so we're going to pray for Felicia. Amen. That's a good prayer right there. We'll pray it right now.
Yeah.
Now, I'm finished with what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to say it one more time. I encourage you when you wake up, say, what should I read in the Bible today? Read these again. Because remember, in God, it's not about I've read that. It's about thank you for your word, no matter how many times I read it. It now produces life in my life.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kathy Angaroni, there's nothing like mayflies in Houghton Lake in the summer. You ride and you spit bug parts for miles because they're stuck in your teeth and they're in your beard. The joy of riding a motorcycle. Now, let's pray for this situation that Felicia's talking about. Prayer request for the end of the night. Please open the eyes of domestic abuse victims in denial and all domestic violence victims who are afraid to leave their abusers and all domestic abuse survivors. Thank you. It's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And you know, that's not something that we have spent a lot of time praying for, but we'll put that on our list and begin to pray for. Because it's another one of those, absolutely. Jim says a ride and a buffet. Yeah, that's exactly what it's turned into. That's exactly what it turns into. And thank God for roofs on cars when it rains. But even at that, we don't let the bugs scare us off. I've had a couple of them hit me right here in the forehead, and you're like, wow. I wonder what was that all about. And you don't want that. That's why you don't want a biker following close to you if you've been on a gravel road. You'll throw gravel on him. And that hurts.
And that really hurts.
That really hurts. Let's pray for this situation. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you said that you would help us, you would instruct us, you would encourage us. And Lord, right here, right now, today, we bring this situation that she's talking to us to you, and we speak your word over it. You said that a man should love his wife, and a husband should love and should respect her husband, but he should be worthy of that respect. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say over all of our friends, anywhere, our family, may they be free and get free of domestic violence situations in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, may they be free. Lord, help them to step out and get moving and get out of it so that all of their gifts, talents, and abilities can come alive. And they'll be free from that control of our enemy. Lord, most times this is I heard him say, why are you talking to me? Start speaking to the thing. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm just talking to God like I was in my prayer room talking to him. Well, I speak to domestic violence. We bind your power right now in people's lives.
Amen.
We bind every man that's beating a woman, or belittling, condemning her, controlling her by manipulation. We, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind that foul spirit right now in these people's lives. Say it with me. Everybody say this. I bind this spirit of abuse, manipulation, and control. Get out of these people's lives. Now, say it like this. Get out of all of my friends' lives.
Get out of all of my friends.
Anyone that knows me,
I command you to be free.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Pastor, why are you saying that? Well, you don't know right now tonight who around you is had it covered up really good, and they need you to stand up alongside of them. Our prayer tonight, just boost people around you that are going to come to you now and say, I got to be free. I got to get out of this. Do not bring their personal information here and put it public. You can bring their personal information and send it in an email and help me to know names, and we'll go after this with you. Sister Felicia is a member of this body, and she just brought this to our attention. This is the second time in 1 week we've had this. Guess what that means? It's time to go after this thing.
Yes.
It's time to go after. Can we open our shades back up so we can see the sunset? Now watch this. Say it again right now. Lord, if there's anybody
around my life
who is in this situation, I declare they're free in Jesus' name. And yes, Lord, you can bring them to me. And I will help them in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. You ready? Let's go to the next level. Say, I bind the trauma that is causing them to stay stuck. Declare in Jesus' name, the boldness of Almighty God rises up within those people. And they take them and the kids and get out.
And
they will be safe.
In
the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. Amen and amen and amen. Now, here's the reality, guys. The people that are in it are there because they have never learned who God was and how for themselves to deal with what's down on the inside of them. There's a lot of people suffering domestic abuse that you don't even know about because they cover it up really good. But the bottom line is, may God help all your friends show up here and learn the ways of God with you and me. Amen. And when they come here, I encourage you to teach them. Just make sure you teach them. Don't put your personal information public where people can see that. Amen? Because we want them to be free of any scorn when they get here. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, you ready? Let's pray one more prayer here. And that deals with this situation. Well, actually, it's making a declaration. Say this with me. In the name of Jesus,
all of the provision
they need to move comes to them now.
All of the courage
that needs to come to them comes to them now.
And
the love of Christ will be seen through me and seen through you. And they'll find those loving arms giving them the strength to make the move. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Right here, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Now watch this. You might say, Pastor, I'm not a spiritual giant. But if you've been around here a month, you've got enough word inside of you already that you got enough to begin to help them change their life. You know what? How you've been set free. Give them that much. And watch God do mighty, awesome, wonderful works in their life. Now, as I say on a regular basis to you, regularly, if what we're saying or teaching doesn't make sense to you, please make sure you send me an email and say, Pastor, this doesn't make sense. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, you sound very confused. I'm just dumb. No, you're not dumb. You're not dumb. I've been very thoroughly instructed in 30 years. But you ain't dumb. You just might not know what I'm trying to say. I might not even be saying it right. But this is what happens when you ask a question. It brings balance to this whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. How many times have we seen a phone call from somebody absolutely put a bunch of balance in this?
Yeah.
You know, well, I won't say a name, but I had somebody write me and ask for the 10 verses, who is a very experienced believer. And I looked at those 10 verses I had and thought, well, I think I need to change my verses. What did it do? Just them saying, Pastor, I want them verses. That caused me to pull my verses out and say, wait, what am I saying there? What did it help me do? It helped me fine-tune what the Holy Spirit's already been saying to me, but make it that much better. That's why when you have a question, just like Brother Chris tonight said, is prayer a gift of the Spirit? That excellent question that opens up the whole teaching on gifts of the Spirit. All right. So that's a great question. If it's personal, send it to me personal. Please, let me say it again. Do not put your personal information public here, even though it just seems like us. There's no way of keeping it to just us. So we don't want your personal information in front of public people's eyes that's going to do something destructive.
Right, and there are a couple of hundred people every night that are watching that don't ever sign in, so it's not right. Always just us.
There's usually a couple hundred people that will view this every day, and sometimes up to 1,000. And so the idea is we don't want somebody stalking you. So don't put your personal information here, but you're very welcome to send it to Leanne and I and say, can you help us? And the answer is, yes, we can, and we'd love to. And if you'll send us a question, we will reveal your identity, but we'll take that question, and then we'll put it in a teaching that will help everybody that's here in the mighty name of Jesus. Did that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you guys see me look at Leanne and say, does that make sense? It is not because I think she's doesn't know and doesn't understand. All right. I've just learned to gauge what I'm saying by the look on her face. Is that she's got one that looks with that one eyebrow is just sticking way up. It's like, whoops. I just said something that didn't come out right like I was trying to say it. All right. And sometimes she's got these two pointer things. She sticks on it and she sticks both of her eyebrows up to say, did you really just say it? No, she don't. Amen. Thank you, Felicia, for saying that. And we'll be praying for that regularly now because that is of absolute importance that people get free in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Isn't it cool that Jesus put the whole Passover feast into communion, juice, bread? 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Isn't that cool? That we actually get to be bold in our faith in judgment. Why? Because we're judging ourselves right here. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that something? Why is it, Pastor? Because he's the head and we're the body. So as he is right here, right now, tonight, reigning, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that comes with it. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Isn't it amazing that God sent Jesus to earth to pay the complete price for us? Greatest act of love there ever was. It's a man that lays down his life for a friend. That's what Jesus did. And then he makes us pay no price for our sin at all whatsoever. He tells us to just receive him and believe in him. Whew. That's pretty amazing. That's really amazing. Now, Apostle Paul said in verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. And you and I are going to do that right now in this prayer that we're getting ready to pray. If you pray this prayer, the prayer of salvation, it's a prayer of rededication. It's a prayer of just shouting, hallelujah, I'm here. Amen? Pray this with me and watch the power of God touch your life. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in.
And I enter in.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
Become a child of God.
And I believe in you.
And I believe in you.
And I receive you tonight.
And I receive you.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Do this. Say, here's all my sin.
Here's all my sin.
Just make a big pile of it. You got that one that keeps trying to get off there, throw it back up on there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Say, there's nothing I can do with that.
There's nothing I can do with that.
Now just reach out and say, Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
Jesus, I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
Oh, Jesus, manifest that to me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray this with me. Say, fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power. And understand the holy word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Check it out. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. You are now in the family of God. You've been born again. You've been saved. You've been transferred into the kingdom of heaven. There's all kinds of things people say. It happened in that prayer. And we welcome you to the kingdom of God. This is what we look like. This is who we are. This is how much fun it is. Watch this. Some of you got this memorized. Say it with me. In that one prayer, I went from darkness to light. On the inside, you should experience. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin that no one on the face of this earth has any human ability to get rid of by themselves. You went from that sin to Jesus' righteousness, and he gives you all of his righteousness immediately. How amazing is that? And then the Father says, by the Spirit of God, adopt them into the family of God. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. All of that just happened right now. Woo! You are made a new creation. And all the old things passed away, and everything became new. And we're glad to have you being a part of us. They put my email address and website in there because we want you to have the name. We want you to have an email address for a pastor where you can get a hold of somebody and ask a question. Honestly. Seriously. Ask a question. It would be better for that door to be open. Nothing. Usually it closes if you don't put a pin in the bottom.
Oh.
All right. I want you to have an email address. I got 10 verses I want to send you to help you walk with God. They're the foundation verses that you got to get established in your life so you can build the foundation of God's holy word on it. And then you build a fortress. And it don't matter what wind comes. It don't matter what storm comes. It doesn't matter what anybody says or does. You will not be blown off course because you have your foundation built in the Word of Almighty God. How cool is that? Shoot an email, tell me a story, give me your testimony, and we'll send you those verses and we'll walk with God because that's our place in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's receive communion again. Want to get you some bread and juice, bread and water? And let's receive the communion elements. You know, we say this regularly. It doesn't matter if you don't have grape juice and bread. I got a saltine cracker tonight. Take what you have. But I encourage you to get grape juice and some form of bread and make a point to have it. Because that's what Jesus instructed. One more thing we do to be in line with him in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For the time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace is upon you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying. In my body. From your body,
Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Let's receive the juice tonight, or the bread tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. Thank you that when your body was broken, it opened up the door for us to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. We thank you for it. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus, the most powerful cleansing force there is on the face of this earth. Say this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation. With my Father.
With my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every single sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in
in my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things
have become
new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Had to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace,
find
grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Who always tries to condemn, has been cast down forever, and there's no more condemnation,
in my life,
my conscience is my
fresh.
Robes are made white,
and I will always be
the glorious church,
without
spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
You come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the juice together. And we'll sing a song about the blood of Jesus. How many of you enjoyed that new Crystal Gale song that I put in there tonight?
Mm.
That about the blood, that was a powerful, powerful song about the blood. I do not know and I cannot sing it. But we'll learn it and we'll keep playing it and it'll be a blessing to you. Let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. Blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Just so you know, the calzones did arrive. Julian and Bamala, welcome. Love you guys. It's good to see you. The verses are in. So we encourage you to copy and paste them. That's all the verses that we read, even in Colossians and Corinthians. Grab them. Put them in your notes. That's what I'm doing right now. Say this with me. Jesus is alive and well in me. He is alive and well on the inside. And we are walking with God, not with an education system. Amen?
Amen.
Let's say, Pastor, can you say that again? We're walking with God. This isn't a church education system. There someday, it'll probably be called a school of ministry. But it's not a church education system. It's not about a degree. It's about the revelation God's bringing to you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, that's what we got for tonight. We call you blessed. Thank you for being the greatest group of believers God has on the face of the earth. All right. People will say, Pastor, I think you're just a little bit biased. I am. Where have you ever met people that's committed like you guys are? That will talk about cars and oil and antifreeze and pizza and the word of God all in one night and will even sing to somebody's finances. We love you, Becca. We love you, Ashley. Thank you. Felicia Eicher, thank you so much for adding that in there tonight and having us pray for those people in domestic violence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up and having us pray for it. You know, I don't know. Maybe we've had people here we were praying for. We didn't realize it. But that will now be a prayer we pray on a regular basis. And if you're someone who is listening and you're struggling with us every day and you're in a domestic violence situation and you're afraid to get out of it, please email us. Message us on my personal messenger. Leanne and I will help you get free. All right? I know it's a very difficult situation to deal with, but there's no reason to stay in a relationship where you're being abused. Now,
especially if there are children, that is so traumatic and damaging to their little lives to see that and hear it.
Doesn't mean you have to be divorced. Doesn't mean you can't, you have to forever be away. You might say you love that person. It means this has changed. Well, there you go. But that's all right. Thank you for bringing it. Serious. Because we've said a whole lot of prayers here and have never really confronted this spirit yet, have we? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? I'm a little bit surprised at us that this is the first time it's come, but I really appreciate your help. And I don't know. You don't necessarily have to take any credit, but I sure appreciate you, a good sister in the body, and bringing it to us tonight. For all of you that are with us, we love you. We bless you. Thank you for being with us. Hopefully you have a great weekend planned. And Saturday at noon, we are not going to have a program Saturday at noon or Monday at noon because of the weekend people being with their family. We'll meet on Saturday night, but Sunday noon prayer will not be there. And Monday prayer will not be there, so you have the ability to get out there and be with your family. It doesn't mean we won't go live, but it won't be considered a noon prayer. Leanne and I like to include you guys in everything we do. One of these times, you're going to be like, it looks like we're underneath the water.
Yep,
you're snorkeling with us. And then the next time, you're going to be like, I feel like we're falling through the air. Better? Yes, we jumped out of an airplane. Hallelujah.
Oh, yay. I'm ready.
Think about here. You got to really know what you're doing here because you could end up three states away by the time you hit the ground here. Catch a thermal, you'd be in South Dakota. Oh, that's a long walk back to the car right there, boys. All right, we sure love you guys. Thanks for being a part of our life, really. Love you, Becca, Felicia, Rebecca Smith, we love you. Julian and Bambino, Father, in Jesus' name, we speak that life and life more abundantly in all of Julian and Bambino's body, soul, spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Chris, call you healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and the perfect home manifesting in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Kathy Angaroni, thank you for telling us about pizza bowls.
Yeah.
We love We love it, and we truly love it. Brother, Brother Dave, please send me pictures of the car and a price in the mighty name of Jesus. Sky driving, yes. Hey, I'm convinced the helicopter is the way to go.
Yeah, me too.
Because you can go 100 miles an hour in a straight line, and nothing gets in your way. I mean, even 100 miles on the expressway, if you're going 100 miles an hour on the expressway, you still get people to pull out in front of you, and you got to slow down, you know, But when
pulled over and stuff.
Yeah, you get pulled over and stuff.
It takes up way too much time.
And 100 miles in the air, man, you're cooking it.
Yeah.
And then if you see, you know, you see a big garden, just stop, drop the hook, go down, grab some tomatoes. No, well, don't do that. All right. You ready? Let's have a good closing verse. I love my favorite closing verse. Does anybody know what it is?
Jude.
Oh, Phyllis Raymond. Where are you, Phyllis? We miss you. See, that's the thing about everybody being there. We love your comments.
Yeah.
Mary Patrick, we
everybody
missed you. Here we go. I am in. Ephesians 3, 19, 20, and 21. To know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge. I love it. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. That one verse just makes me the greatest farmer of my seed and soil there ever was. I get to be filled with the fullness of God. Are you serious? Yes. Now, to him who is able to exceeding abundantly above all you can ever ask or think, according to the power that's already at work on the inside of you, to him be glory in the church, the ecclesia, by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus. And until we see you again, this is what we got to say. The calzones are getting cold. We love you.
We love you. And
God loves you. And Jesus is. And Jesus. You got me? Wow. We haven't had the 90-second lady come alive for a long time. Some of you haven't seen that 90-second lady jump, but, you know, it's real. All right. See you soon. Thank you, Jesus.